Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good hates, candy wrappers, creamy baby stickies, these crisp 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but God loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
That was pretty good. Somebody on Twitter today was disgusted that people are not singing it, they're just yelling it. I was like, well, I'm not a singer either, so I can't complain. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, July 15th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigos, World's End of Watch Men Don't, Leaving Las Vegas, Food, Lodging. Pemberton, Canada! Get ready! I'll be doing stand-up this weekend at the Pemberton Music Festival. Yeah, I'm opening for Outkast and in a different part of the facility, but still... I'm going on before a day earlier than them, but I am going on before Outkast at the Pemberton Music Festival. I think I'm also before Kendrick Lamar, maybe. Come see me Saturday, 5:45 p.m. in what they are calling the Laugh Camp. Which that's, I don't know if I approve of that. Who's going to willingly go into a laugh camp? What are you going to do to us? And at 4:20, you could probably see me outside the laugh camp. San Diego, Sweet Home San Diego. Doug Loves Movies is coming to the House of Blues on Wednesday, July 23rd. Kick off Comic-Con with me and my special guest. Ann Arbor, Michigan. This is a real head-scratcher. I was supposed to do stand-up on July 28th at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, but they are in the process of moving to a new location and construction is behind and the new place won't be done in time. So I need a venue, Ann Arbor. I'm coming on July 28th anyway. Plans have already been made, so I might as well do a show. So I'll keep you posted on what happens with that. The prize bag tonight, as you can see, is chock full of pretty cool looking stuff. I mean, it's full of stuff. Could be not cool, but we've got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, of course, a copy of Gateway Doug, the apology note that I got from Natasha Leggero for her flaking on Getting Doug with High last night. She wrote, "Doug, really sorry about yesterday. Love, Natasha." So you get that. What am I going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? There's Gateway Doug. And then, this is kind of cool. No, it's not cool at all. It's kind of disappointing. I got VIP tickets to see Aladdin on Broadway. And as part of your VIP package, you get a framed picture of the guy who played Aladdin. It's not signed by him. His name's not even on it. Because there'll be a new Aladdin. Not Aladdin. He played the genie. I'm sorry. Crazy new take on Aladdin. Aladdin's fat and the genie's a skinny young boy. So there's that is in there. And, couple of hot dogs from Pops. And the rest of these things give away who the guests are. I'm so excited about this episode of the show because two of the people coming out here are involved with two of my favorite movies this year. And then the third was also in one of their movies. It's one of my favorites. Just bring him out, Doug. What are you doing? Please give a big warm welcome to the directors and one of the stars of 22 Jump Street, Chris Miller, Phil Lord, and Jillian Bell. Guys.
Hey.
There's a lot of people here.
You know, it's a small space, but they're crammed in this week. I've been kind of hinting for a while that this was going to be a good one, that they would be excited to see the people that were here. And I'm patting myself on the back right now.
Right.
Because it all came together very nicely. Let's start with giving a single, solitary round of applause. You know her from Workaholics and from Eastbound and Down, and of course, 22 Jump Street, Jillian Bell, everybody.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
So nice of you to bring copies of Eastbound and Down, the complete fourth and final season. Are they serious about the final, or are they still...
They're done for sure.
Okay, if you say so. And what's your crazy name on Twitter?
It's Jill at Jillian Del Toro.
Because you want to be married to Benicio Del Toro.
He's like a great guy to settle down with. I feel.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation when there's a full moon, and you should be all right.
I'm single and ready to mingle with Benicio. Call me.
Is that why that's your Twitter name?
It's such a long, stupid
story. Okay, we don't need to get into
yes,
the story.
Yes, I was in love with Benicio Del Toro when I was 17.
Oh, all right. Well, that was
and
a good time.
And I kept it.
When he was
30.
Mumbles in Usual Suspects?
Yeah, when he's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
So thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing that. And Chris Lord and Phil Miller are here, you guys.
Yes. No, we blended into one another.
Chris Miller, Phil Lord, the Lego Movie. These guys can vouch for me. I never shut up about that movie. I never stop watching that movie. Everything is Awesome is never not in my head.
I'm sorry for that.
That's okay. It's really, I love it. It's, it's on every flight that I fly on lately.
The way it was meant to be seen.
Yeah. But
better.
I've seen it so much that even when it's far away, I could just enjoy the voices and the kind of okay picture that they have.
Yeah, the vague flickering
of the airline
lights.
Delta westbound. That's the way we wanted it.
Yeah, I just like, who the fuck would leave their windows up during the Lego Movie? Like, put your shades down, you bastards. There's art happening, but... But I love that movie so much. And then 22 Jump Street comes along, and also fantastic, hilarious.
I saw it. It's pretty good.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah, it's pretty
one,
good.
Yeah, her.
How'd it turn out?
I don't know, man.
She doesn't know?
No, it's all right.
You didn't finish?
I didn't see the end. What happened?
I didn't either. You know, I went. I got like in the middle of the premiere, I got nervous and I left. Oh. And I got a chicken sandwich.
How was the chicken sandwich?
Wonderful.
Well, that's all I need to know. Yeah.
Why did you get nervous?
I can't see our
movies. Oh, so the listeners know this is Phil speaking.
Yeah.
Now. And why'd you get nervous?
I can't see the movie in a big audience of judgmental people.
But weren't they super into it, or was
they were into it? But if they're not laughing the whole time, like continuously all the way through, like not breathing, if they don't expire at the end.
I did hire an actress to sit right next to you going, I'm not sure, the entire time.
That was
real heavy sighs.
Like, sorry about it.
It wasn't hard to find an actress that dumb, too, to just sit there and go, I don't know.
I'm not sure.
They're talking about dicks a lot.
Shouldn't he be dead from the first scene?
Now, wait. Was that Lego Movie or?
All of them.
Yeah.
There's not enough murder in the Lego Movie, first of all, you guys. Is Lego 2 really a thing you guys are going to make?
It's really a
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
It's on IMDb.
Hey!
We're not.
It's news. We're breaking news.
The great Chris McKay is going to direct it, but we're writing it and producing it.
Really?
It's true.
Do you have any ideas for the script? We were commenced on it on Monday.
I got a few title ideas I'd like to run by you.
Okay.
I'd love to hear
Lego
them.
2 The Reckoning.
Yep.
Or Lego 2 Revenge of the Kraken. Crackle. Sorry, Crackle.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Kraken.
Oh, bring a Kraken
crossover.
Into it?
Yeah.
Why not? We got Liam Neeson.
You guys are open to some ideas. I like that about you.
Yeah. Pretty desperate.
What
over
about
here.
Lego Movie on the move, like Mannequin 2?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a possibility? Yeah. A strong possibility?
Lego Movie on the rocks? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the rocks.
On the rocks.
That was Arthur 2?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's a fun game. Everybody, of course, knows the Legend of Curly's Gold.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's great.
City
one of the great
Slickers
sequels
that's
of all
my
time.
Favorite one. Probably the best one, right?
It has two Jack Palances in it.
Is that
he
true?
Twins it in does. That one? He's twins?
Oh, yeah.
There's he a has good a, and a bad one, yeah.
Who was the other guy? Curly and...
No, they're both... Mo? I don't know.
Did you guys know that some people, and by some people I mean just one lady that I know... thought that Liam Neeson was the voice of Bad Cop and somebody else was the voice of Good Cop.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
Because Liam Neeson, it's so funny hearing him be so cutesy and, hey,
I know, it doesn't make
hey,
any
hey,
sense.
Hey, buddy. Oh, goddamn, makes me laugh every time.
Such a surreal experience to be in the booth with him
while he was doing back that. And forth.
Yeah.
We were like, we can edit it. You can just do all the bad cops and then all the good cops. He's like, no, I
want to
switch.
I want to do it myself. I have a certain okay. set of skills.
All right, man.
One of them is quick voice changes. Check it out. Hey, buddy. I just love also how violent Bad Cop is to everything around. Like, he's just throwing fucking chairs as far
chairs.
As he can throw them.
He does
and
hate
it,
chairs.
It's violent, but there's nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. But slipping back to Jump
great
Street.
Segue.
Jump
great
Street
segue.
Number 22. I can't believe you guys. I've only seen the 21 and 22.
Yeah.
But,
no, the previous 20 are pretty. They're pretty forgettable.
All right, you finally got into your groove after 20 of them.
Yeah, it takes a while.
But for this new one, was there anything that you had to cut to avoid falling out of the R rating into the X territory?
Well, we did cut out and is on a deleted scene.
Rob Riggle's vagina.
Yeah.
You see his vagina
see his
in
vagina.
The deleted scenes?
Yes. Yeah.
When's that coming out?
Well,
I'm anxious
Amazon.
To see it. I gotta see that Riggle vagina.
Yeah. It was.
It's...
There's some things that are even not classy enough for us. Like
right, I mean, his dick was clean off
yeah.
in the
yeah.
first one. That passed muster, but you bring yeah. a vagina into it.
No way.
And yeah. then, hey, guys,
no one
down.
Wants to see
surreal.
One of those.
Too real. Yeah. You guys had a couple dicks, right?
We had a couple dicks. We took all the dicks and pussies out of this Jump Street.
Yeah. There's actually almost no nudity in 22 Jump Street.
Oh,
it
now,
made people
now
sad.
Dick is pussy free? That should have been the...
Yeah.
The ad campaign should have really
yeah.
trumpeted that fact.
Yeah, I know.
You still don't you see Channing Tatum's butt at some point?
No.
Isn't that in his contracts?
I know. You would think.
Doesn't he have to always show his butt and everything he's in?
We had a whole butt shoot, like a day long butt shoot that we had to do just to appease him, but we cut it all out.
A whole day of the entire crew winking at each other.
Yeah. This is, like, oh yeah, no, it's rolling, buddy.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's great.
But should we reload the camera? No, don't worry about it.
Guys, does my butt look good? Yeah. Is it lit right?
Why isn't the red light on?
I wasn't in that scene, but I showed up.
You showed up.
Supportive.
This would be a supportive co-star.
Good butt.
Yeah. She's good.
Keep rolling.
Yeah.
Keep rolling. Nice.
No,
butt.
Don't cut. Don't cut. Keep rolling. That's your move.
No one will go to lunch.
Also in the prize bag, 22 Jump Street cups and balls for a beer pong, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty nice, set of cup and balls. But also, was this the overall slogan for the movie, They're Not 21 Anymore?
Yeah, we didn't think it made any sense.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It made no sense. We had long
That's
arguments.
Like if Jaws 2 came out and the slogan was, it's not Jaws. It's not about Jaws anymore.
But those cups are super cool, and I guess a slogan for the movie wasn't really, you didn't need one.
We always start with the slogan and then write backwards from that.
Yeah. So what was your chosen slogan for it?
It's always worse the second time around. But
it was hard to sell that.
Marketing department was less interested
Columbia Pictures. Yeah.
In the movie, saying the movie was bad.
Yeah. Even though that joke is played quite well many times during the film.
Yeah.
So
and then medium well.
A few more times.
Do you really feel that way? Do you feel like you overdid that joke? Or I was roaring at it every time, but...
What I can't tell is when we added up all the ADR stuff, that we just went over the line.
It's quite
possible.
And
I couldn't tell while we tested it, but at the end of the day, while I was getting a chicken sandwich, we crossed the line. And I'll never know.
Fair enough.
So sad, you guys.
No, it's not sad at all. And also not sad is this probably the most amazing koozie. It says, not only does it say 22 Jump Street on it, it's also got a bottle opener built into it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can hear everybody's gasp in the audience.
Yeah, thank you for adding to it, Jillian.
Yeah,
it really wasn't enough. It wasn't sufficient. But check out these, also, I've been told, three different 22 posters. Jump Street posters.
International.
Including the Russian poster, in which the title is Macho and the Nerd 2. For real.
So there's this one, and it says they're not 21 anymore at the bottom. I'm great at holding this up.
You can just rip the bottom part off of it.
And then, and here's that.
Another
version of the poster for the,
and then,
for here. But then
the real... This is the piece.
I want to see this one.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Does anyone speak Russian? What is...
I believe it literally translates to Macho and the Botanist. For real.
Nerds in Russia are known as botanists. Yeah. Botan.
Which is slang for nerd, we've been told.
I wonder why their society has not advanced very far. They don't like science.
We play a game on this show sometimes called Love Like Hate Love Like or something like that. And it's basically we take the films of famous people and we just all discuss which ones we love and which ones we hate. But, you know, I don't want to get into hate with you guys about this fella. So I'm just going to ask you, everyone gets to answer. What's your favorite Channing Tatum movie? And you can't say one of the Jump Streets.
A Guide to Recognizing Your Saint.
Damn it.
He's very good in that.
I'm
really
picking that one.
I haven't even seen that one.
Oh, he's good in that.
He's incredible in that movie. It's a very dramatic movie with Shia LaBeouf.
He's probably about 50-50 on drama and comedy, right?
Yeah.
In his overall career. He's been in some dramatic stuff. He's clearly he and Steven Soderbergh are going to always... do stuff together. Mm-hmm. They seem to be compatible.
No, he's great in it. Is that the one where he's having sex with the girl in the stairwell and he licks his hand.
Yeah.
And before.
I like that you're doing it.
Yeah, I did it.
What does
a lot of people don't know look like? How does that work exactly?
A lot of
exactly?
people don't know what that looks like, so I like to demonstrate things for other people.
I do believe that is the movie.
Yeah, that's a really good, specific,
it's accurate.
Yeah.
Bouncing real. Touch. Yeah.
I was like,
oh, you think that was his idea? He riffed that?
He riffed
that.
Yeah.
It's so...
like, this is how I would do it.
That's it.
Improv, yeah. Improv.
Chan-prov.
Honesty, that's just honesty. Yeah. That's Chan-provization.
Chan-provization.
It's true. I'm going to say step up.
Yeah.
Step original. Up.
Step up one. He was, he was in the first two, right?
He and Jenna fell in love during making that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his real girl?
That's a real lady, and they have a baby and whatnot.
I hope the baby's name Step Up.
The streets.
We named it after the movie where we met.
If we have a second baby, it'll be Step Up to the Streets.
Doing Tatum.
Chris, did you answer the question?
It's going to be the same one as Jillian. That's cool. Recognizing yourself. Actually, I'm going to say Foxcatcher, which I haven't seen, but it's already my favorite.
I'm
super pumped for that movie.
Bennett Miller is a great director.
He does good stuff, that guy.
Steve Carell just seems crazy.
Creepy.
Like, he's a great character actor. Like, he's, you know, I think he's going to really be awesome in it.
He's going places.
That guy's going to do all right.
It's going to be all right.
But I went with the Lego Movie is my favorite.
Oh,
Channing Tatum movie, because he's Superman in that.
It's true.
Yeah, it's very all the superheroes in that movie are super funny. And did you get a lot of weird pushback from the comic book people?
They were really upset that we cast Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
Really?
In the movie, two big stars. That worked basically for free.
That upset them. There's some Green Lantern fans who were not happy with the depiction of him as
as a complete pussy, but you know, or not a pussy as much as just in love with another man, right?
Yeah, you know.
It was a little too soon for them in Green Lantern.
Right, yeah. They had just been through a really bad patch with Green Lantern.
And they were like, you know, I think Green Lantern isn't ready. For this kind of this kind of play,
but you got away with it anyway.
We did it anyway.
That's cool.
It's true.
The stuff with the Star Wars characters is hilarious too. Favorite Jonah Hill movie, Jillian? Go.
Oh God.
You can
I'll
pass.
I'll go with Superbad.
I love Superbad.
I love any movie that takes place in one day. That's any movie.
Fucking can't hardly wait.
I love it. Are you kidding me?
Breakfast Club, of course.
Green
Breakfast
vehicle?
Club, yeah.
I'm in.
Dog Day Afternoon.
Mm. I haven't seen
hilarious.
That. I've seen Can't Hardly Wait 25 times.
One of those times could have been Dog Day Afternoon.
Could have been, but it wasn't on.
Could have subbed it. They don't give it the same play they give Can't Hardly Wait.
It'd be great if Dog Day Afternoon was right next to Can't Hardly Wait in your DVD case.
No, I keep all my Ethan Embrys together.
Yeah, that's right.
That guy's real wacky. Do you follow him on? Do you look at his vines?
Should I?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ethan Embry's got crazy vines.
What does he do?
He just makes these really. I don't know how he makes them. It's kind of like Adam Goldberg makes crazy, complicated vines. Like I don't know how these guys do it or why. What's your favorite Jonah Hill movie, Phil?
This is the End.
Yes, good call.
The Exorcism of Jonah Hill.
Yes. Nice.
My favorite part.
That movie is like a lot more intense than I bargained for. Like I laugh, but I also it's also like kind of upsetting.
Yeah,
right?
I thought about my life. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I felt bad about myself afterwards.
Chris, what do you think?
I'm gonna go with Cyrus.
Cyrus is another very interesting with John
That's
C.
Better.
Reilly.
Him, his playing the piano and staring at John C. Reilly is really very special.
Yeah, he's intense. I of course went with the Lego Movie again. Yeah.
Fair. That's fair.
Have you guys been to the movies lately, Jillian? Have you seen? Have you been to a theater or just watched something on demand or something?
I saw 22 Jump Street. That's the new movie that was out. I saw Neighbors. I loved Neighbors.
Yeah, Neighbors is a lot of fun.
I don't know what else I've seen. I've been probably watching a lot of Can't Hardly Wait. Yeah. Have you guys seen that? If you haven't seen it, check it out.
It really opens up after the 25th viewing.
Yeah.
Like a fine
wine. So many discoveries.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of pretty actors good in it that have continued to work, you know, like...
Right.
So you're looking for acting or other fields?
Yeah, they just work somewhere. Yeah.
Like at Birds.
But I always
at the Gap.
When you see an ensemble movie with lots of people, though, and lots of them went on to more success, and then there's that one person that's like, oh, that guy never did anything ever again.
I always just feel bad for that person watching the movie. I can't think of any good examples right now.
No, I'm trying to think.
That's how bad I feel for them.
Or is that a different one?
Sherminator, yeah.
Sherminator's in that one.
Like the dude that gets a girl pregnant in Fast Times, the scalper guy, he's the only one in that movie that's not still making, you know, playing big parts in movies, right?
Right.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure he has like a picture of Sean Penn with his eyes crossed out in his house.
Do you think him and like Judge Reinhold are like working on a screenplay together?
Let's get together every day, man. 2 hours every day. We made a pact.
It's elbow grease, dude.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold had a good run, though.
Yeah.
He did.
Right? He's in a handful of classics.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know,
Banana
Vice
in the
Vice
Tailpipe
Versa with Fred Savage.
And Banana in the Tailpipe like 2. That was a good one.
Yeah. That's seriously Beverly Hills Cop 2, Banana in the Tailpipe is what they should have gone with.
Yeah.
Phil, I forgot to ask you what you wrote for the prize bag.
All
this great.
These are just joke notes.
22 Jump Street.
Right now.
But it's you actually have what people wrote after
Well, I cleaned out my car.
A research screening. It's a research screening.
I had my 39th birthday on Saturday, and I decided to turn over a new leaf and clean out my car, which I had not cleaned out, as it turned out, in 5 years since the year 2009, from which this comes. June 6, 2009, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs recruited audience screening. Kids aged 12 and under. These are the cards that you fill out when you go to the thing.
They're amazing.
Yeah, what are some of the better comments you got from these from these fucking kids?
Yeah. So they asked things like, which part did you like the most? And in this case, which part did you like the least? When she was fat. Why did you like the movie? Colors.
One of the best reasons to go to the movies.
Here's a good one. Why did you like the movie? I liked the movie because it was partly funny. If you didn't like the movie, why not? I didn't like the movie because it wasn't the kind of movie that I like.
That one's not even going to make it to 12.
Why did you like the movie? Giant pancake.
Weirdly enough, that...
That's just what he wanted for lunch.
Anyway, all these can be yours. There's
let's put all of those in the bag. I don't know what they're going to do with those, but it's fun.
If you didn't like the movie, why not? I did like the movie.
All it's missing at the end is dad.
Jeez,
I did like the movie, Dad.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Oh. This could be a whole podcast, you just reading. Especially the comment cards after you've been vindicated. Like, the movie was a hit, so let's go back and see what these stupid kids. Dumbasses.
Yeah, stupid kids.
Why did you like the movie? It's funny and sad.
Like life.
I wish one just... I just wish one just said, I don't know, I'm a fucking kid.
Why are you asking me?
Get off my back.
Make your movie, adult.
I want to go play.
Anyway.
All right, let's throw those in the bag, and let's also start the game portion of the show.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Did anybody bring... Did you guys bring some name tags? Do we have some fun... Oh, looks like some fun ones out there. So you guys pick who you want to play for. Just go physically grab the name tag from them and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after this message from my mouth. And we're back. Who are you guys playing for? Jillian? What is this? A Pepe Le Pew tribute?
It is. I just like that it said worst name tag ever, Pepe. And then there was Pepe Le Pew on it. Or just a skunk. It might just be.
I don't even think that's Pepe Le Pew.
That's a
fucking knockoff skunk.
It is the worst name tag ever. I think it really is.
It's a rando skunk.
This is Creepy LeFou.
What about you, Phil? Who do you got?
Tuxie.
You just use your beer as a microphone. Now I see why it takes two of you to direct. What is that?
Tuxie Driver. It's a screwdriver.
Uh-huh.
It's directed by...
a Martin Scorsese sort of tribute.
Martool Scorsese.
That's a
clever.
Nested pun. That's really...
It's a lot going on. This is more about effort.
And it also just looks like it's a fun thing for you to hold.
Yeah, I like
it's
it.
It's a volume.
I'm
going
to use this as a microphone later.
Okay.
Get ready.
It's weapon-esque. And I like what Chris chose. I like it already. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Blazing Chattels. My friend Chattel
someone
is
named
going
Chattel?
To be...
Or Blaze.
Yeah.
Chattel's the last name?
He's actually named Brooks. And he just added the C for no reason.
Weird. But yeah, that's a cool Blazing Saddles poster. I always like that poster. All right.
Yeah.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous.
Me too.
Me three.
Don't.
If it makes you feel any better, my phone is almost out of power. So this game could end.
It could
any
end,
second.
Right? Maybe you should
we
turn
have to
on
play
Waze.
A speed game.
Turn on a map or something. Really drain the juice.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I should probably close a couple of things to.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Now
drain it less.
Sorry, guys.
Is entertaining for an audience.
Somebody has to win today because the prize bag is too great. So you guys just do your best and. One of these three name tags is going to go home with all this stuff. And to decide who goes first, holy shit, we really are behind. I can't believe it's already this late in the show and I'm already saying this, but to decide who goes first in the Leonard Maltin game, we're going to do a round of doing lines with Mark.
Yeah!
You guys want to do some lines? Let's fucking some lines! What's up? We got some time? I want to talk about some shit.
Yes. That is very convincing hair.
Mark Wahlberg is
doing,
nice enough to come by and do the show.
Yeah. Maybe you can call a dude back.
He comes in almost... you a fan of Jillian's work there, Mark?
All of it.
All of it?
All of it.
You kidding me?
What's
right
your
now?
Favorite if you had to name one thing?
That Workaholics episode with the pink dress, like the pink shirt you were wearing.
The onesie?
It was like a blouse. Yeah, you look so good in that. It went all the way down to your feet and covered them.
Mark doesn't like to see feet.
I don't believe in ugly things. Look at me.
All right, so Mark's going to say a line from a motion picture, as only Mark can do it, and then the first person who can name the movie that it's from will go first in Leonard Maltin.
This is a 15-minute scene. Here we go.
Just jump in as soon as you know it, you guys.
Okay.
Just yell it into your beer can.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Look. It's Korean Jesus.
21 Jump Street.
Oh. You sure are an embarrassment to yourself. Oh, hey.
Oh, 22 Jump Street.
It is 22 Jump Street. How you doing? Good, right? Leave me out here, bro. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
Wait a second.
I didn't understand
we
this
got
week.
It to be so easy.
I know.
I would have guessed that if I thought it
do
was a possibility.
Do you have another one, Mark? Do you have another one?
There was another movie
guessed,
with
well, you guessed
Jesus?
Wrong. You guessed wrong the first time, so... So
that's right,
we gotta
back.
Try again.
You can enjoy it.
Try one more.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah. Or is that part of it?
No, it is not part of it.
Okay, here we go.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Back to the Future.
Nope, 21 Jump Street.
Yes,
it is Back to the Future.
All right, Chris got in first that time.
Dude, I need my mic cord, bro.
What's the matter?
We're good.
I was on his mic cord.
Just a text, Jillian, just a text.
All right, Chris, you get to pick category in Leonard Maltin game, and then we will go to Phil and then to Jillian, and you guys will figure it out as we go. I'll talk you through it. When all three players have never played before, it's an even playing field. It'll be great.
It's always great when no one knows how to play the game. Yeah.
V for Viagra. That's movies that are more than 3 hours long. Or celebrating your birthday today, the great Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker turned something today. And so the films of Forrest Whitaker. How would you spell Forrest if you were just going to guess?
Two R's.
Just the one. So Chris Miller has negative
-1. -1.
And Phil and Jillian are in the lead.
I was counting the R in Whitaker also. Hey. At the end of Whitaker was the second R. That I was referring to.
You are correct, and now you have 3 points. Plus 3. No, everybody's got 0. And the Supremes on Twitter suggested Premium Rush, and that's Jeffrey Rush movies that Leonard Maltin gave 3 stars or more. Yeah, we're talking real Premium Rush here.
Yeah.
Which one of those do you like? The 3 hours long, Forrest Whitaker, or Jeffrey Rush?
I'm going to go with 3 hours long.
All right. Would you like a movie that's over 3 hours long from 1984 or 2005?
Let's go with 2005.
More recent. Smart move. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He says this movie takes place during the Depression. He also says about this movie that it won 3 Oscars. And... One more thing. The movie has one of the characters in the movie is a screenwriter. And Leonard lists 9 names. How many names, reading from the bottom up, do you think it will take you to discern the title of this movie, Chris Miller? He gets to make the first bid.
I'm bidding out of 9 names.
Uh-huh.
6.
All right.
You go from the bottom.
That's a smart. Yeah. So he's going to hear so he's going to not hear the top 3 billed people.
Right.
Yeah. He's going to get 6 of them if you ask him to name that movie, and then if he fails to name it, you will get the point. But you could bid lower. You could say 5 names. 4.
I'm saying 5.
All right. So now we go to Jillian.
I'm so bummed.
We move away from Chris.
Cool question
and
here.
Jillian needs to go. You can either ask him to name it, or you can bid even a lower amount of names.
If you don't even know what the movie is, what do you bid?
I'd ask him to name it.
Oh,
and then that he doesn't. If he fails, you'll get a point. If he gets it, he gets a point.
Oh, 4.
Wow.
Reverse
did not
psychology.
Go the way I expected to go.
What if?
Reverse psychology.
You really faked us out there.
Yeah. It's tricky.
If you don't know what a movie is.
No competitive advantage for yourself.
So now, Chris.
I'm going to say, Jillian, name that movie.
All right.
Nice.
So. You didn't think that was going to happen?
It's one Oscar. It's so embarrassing
I know.
For the three of us that
it's
we don't even
Oscars.
Have a clue.
I have an idea, but I'm not confident.
All right, so how many names do you get? 4? Is that right? 4?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your 4 names.
Okay.
It won 3 Oscars, 3.5 stars from Leonard. It's over 3 hours long, takes place during the Depression, and one of the characters is a screenwriter. And your 4 names are, and audience, don't make too many gasping noises when you figure out what this is. Raise your hand right now if you already know what it is.
I hope it's everyone.
All right, this guy thinks he knows. Kyle Chandler, Jamie Bell, no relation, Evan Park, and Andy Serkis from 2005. Now raise your hands if you know it. See how that changed?
I raise my hand, but I don't really know it. I'm just trying to psych out Jillian.
I think I know it.
What do you think it is, Jillian? Name a movie that when you saw it, you were like, that was too long.
from around
2005.
Oh my gosh.
How long are the Jump Streets? Like 150?
Yeah,
yeah, a little under two. Little,
about right.
Yeah,
yeah. You didn't go crazy with that 2-hour comedy.
No.
It's got to be under.
Oh, it's got to start with a one, for sure.
So if I have zero guess, I just name a movie.
You might as well. If you name a long ass movie, maybe you'll be right.
It's not going to be this, but Saving Private Ryan.
I don't even think that's longer than 3 hours, though.
Do you remember that Andy Serkis motion capture character that he did?
No.
That's all he does. It sort of gives it away that Andy Serkis is in it, because he's always portraying some sort of animal or creature or something.
You can do it now.
I don't.
Still can't do it.
Now you can do it.
Starts with a K. Two Ks.
But not three Ks.
Yeah. Nope.
It's not racist. It's King Kong.
Oh,
King
Jesus.
Kong. Yeah, yeah.
The depression plus Oscar thing really throws you off.
I know, exactly.
I was like,
it makes you think
idea.
It's really serious.
Yeah, I was like, Road to Perdition?
So, Chris, you asked her to name it?
I did.
So you get a point.
Oh,
you're on the
point.
Board.
Sorry, by not knowing.
Hey, we share that point.
We do?
Yeah, you and I share, contractually, we share that point.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's half a point for Chris, half a point for Phil. Partners!
Jillian, if you could have anyone from 22 Jump Street as your partner in this game, who would you pick?
Can I pick the Lucas Brothers as one?
Oh, okay.
They are.
How'd you
like
find
one.
Those guys? They're hilarious.
They are stand-ups out of New York, and actually our friend Rodney Rothman, who was one of the writers on the movie, introduced us to them. We were searching
for twins. And when writing
twins.
It, you'd already come up with the idea of having twins.
Yes.
But Jillian
and you weren't
auditioned
gonna winkle
for
boss
their part.
It.
Yes.
I did audition
you did?
For their part.
You did audition for their part. That's how desperate we were.
Yeah, we were going to use the split-screen technology that they
We were
going
to spend
invented.
Millions of dollars to turn.
Yeah, you're going
to
bring Fincher in to.
Exactly. We're
going to
Winklevoss her. She's going to get Winklevoss.
I was like, give me any role, please. Please.
But then, and so then they settled for the role that was more appropriate for you?
I guess.
The villain.
That worked out great. All right, so Phil gets to go first this time, and then we go to Chris and then to Jillian. And Phil gets to pick between Deep Fried Bacon. And that's movies where Kevin Bacon smokes weed. Okay. Someone named at Watley Dude, as in, like, remember Jody Watley? Watley Dude suggested Specific Rim, and that's movies about basketball. And at U.S. Crascal, USC Rascal. Craskle suggested. Bring me the craggle, suggested Halificent. Halificent. And that, of course, is movies with evil computers. Uh-huh. And it's still not completely settled, but I think Weird Al was right that Tron is more about a video game than a computer.
Well, the master control program is evil.
Right.
Right.
MCP, but he's still a program.
Yeah. So we had a little Al and I, you know, we went outside and settled it like men.
By looking it up on the internet.
No, by just strapping on our accordions and having a jam session. I listened to his new album Mandatory Fun today, and it's amazing, like all of them. He's still got it. Which category would you like, Phil?
Evil computers.
All right. Hopefully I picked actual evil computers this time. 1977 or 1995?
Oh.
Yeah.
77.
Hmm.
Ooh. Jesus.
I don't know. I'm
3.5 stars from Leonard.
Oh, shit.
He calls this movie intelligent, provocatively written, and as riveting as it is bizarre. Yeah, and he names five people.
That's all you get.
That's all you get.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't even know if there may not have been more than five
people. 3.5 stars.
3.5, yeah. He really liked it.
Computer. It's obviously not Star Wars, which came out.
Is computer distinct from robot?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh Let's call it a computer robot.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because it might be a robot. It's a robot, maybe. Sure. I mean, all evil computer movies have some sort of something that has to carry out their vision.
Right, it can't just email you and murder you.
No, but that would be really, that would be extra terrifying.
You've got mail.
Email. That's what that was about. I didn't see it, but I heard that that's what that was about.
Mm-hmm.
I can name that in 3 actors.
Now it's on you.
Okay,
No, it goes to Chris.
No, it goes to me. I'm going to and name that movie, Phil.
I don't even know if I can name it in 3 actors. I'm really just...
All right, but that question you asked me makes me feel like you kind of might be in the right ballpark.
Yeah.
The 3 names, and you're really going to wish you'd heard the top 2, are Lisa Liu, L-U, so it's not the Lisa Liu we know from Charlie's Angels and whatnot. Or, wait.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
It's not Lucy Liu, is my point.
The first and last name are different.
They're both different.
It's also not Ed Asner.
Barry Kroger, who I do not know if he's associated with the grocery store chain or with fruit. And Garrett Graham. Do you know who Garrett Graham is?
It elucidates everything.
Nope. No.
I got nothing.
He's an interesting actor.
How many people know the answer to this?
I bet you hardly anybody. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Oh, I'm boned.
But I did like your question.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
Westworld?
That's a terrific guess.
That is a good guess.
Yeah, both Westworld and the original, or the sequel, Future World, both would qualify for evil robots and evil computers. But the top 2 names are Fritz Weaver and Julie Christie. And Julie Christie gets raped by a computer or a robot in The Demon Seed. The Demon Seed.
Obvious. So obvious. I knew it, but I wanted to.
Why? You went 77 because you were thinking maybe it was around Westworld time or?
I don't know. I just couldn't
strategizing
think of anything
there?
In 95. What was the 95 one?
Let's have fun with it. 1.5 stars.
Whoa. Then I definitely saw it.
This movie from 1995.
Okay.
Leonard says it's in the near future. He also says that it's ugly, to say the least. Although it's built on a foundation of some interesting ideas.
Mm.
Interesting ideas, which is ugliness piled on. And then he lists 12 names? 12 no, 10 names. 10 names. 10 oh, names. God.
I can name that film in 11 names.
If you name all the names and then the title is the last name?
Correct. The name of the film.
Let's see if this rings any bells for anybody. And apologies to put your hands together. We're almost done. Tracy Lords is the 10th billed person in this movie.
Oh.
Does that help?
No.
You know who else is in this movie? The great William Fichtner. Yeah. Louise Fletcher is in it. Russell Crowe is in it.
What?
Crowe.
Ugly. 95 Russell Crowe.
And the lead actor is Denzel Washington.
Yeah. 95?
It's called Virtuosity.
Oh!
And I think Russell Crowe is the evil robot computer person.
That's...
Yeah.
A wonderful
I was hoping
film
it would be
tonight.
The Net.
I wake up every day hoping it's going to be The Net.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Miller is our winner, everybody.
Double birds for that.
So, Blazing Chattels, come get your prize bag wherever you are. There you are up there.
Blazing Chattels.
There's your bag, and you can grab those posters.
Oh. And don't forget these valuable
the notes from the children.
Yeah,
children's
might be
handwriting.
Some mold on it. It's been there a long time.
Great.
Don't let those fall into the wrong hands. We don't need the government knowing how children feel about meatballs.
Yeah.
And does that screw thing, does it have a shithead on the back, or is that too hard to accomplish
this
on that?
Has the thing on the back.
Yeah, we don't need his because he won. He doesn't get his.
I can't tell.
He doesn't have a
unless
voice.
I gave it away by saying.
No, I don't think
Martul scores screwy.
No, I don't think that was
no,
it.
You got
so
nothing
can this
on the
guy
back?
Come up here and write down a shithead for me? And I assume it's a guy, right? Where is he? This, yeah, come on over. Come on up here.
Can write down a shithead.
And we have Pepe put a shithead on the back of his. It's an interesting one.
Drawing.
Yeah.
He drew it out for us. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here comes the guy.
Is he taking a piss on something?
There you go. Just write down anybody you want me to call a shithead.
This looks like how a child draws a heart.
Yeah, yeah. You made a name tag, but you had no idea why? Okay. All right. Oh, okay. Somebody told you you had to have a name tag to win a prize?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's your name tag back. That's your prize. thank you to my guests. Let's hear it for them one more time. Chris Miller, Phil Lord, and Jillian Bell. Jillian, you got what's your next thing we could see you in? More Workaholics?
More Workaholics.
Mm-hmm. What else?
I've got a new show on Comedy Central coming out called Idiot Sitter, which was a web series first. Thank you, a couple of claps. Thank you. That'll be coming out in about a year, probably.
Oh, okay. Well, so, maybe you can come back sometime before
then. Thank you. I would love to.
And guys, Lego 2, and what else?
We're making a TV show with Will Forte called The Last Man on Earth.
So you guys are directing the pilot of that?
We're directing the first few episodes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you guys directed the pilot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That should also be mentioned.
True.
Yeah. Fucking great work. Keep it up. Thank you for being here. Thank you, audience. Thank you, UCB. We'll be back here in 3 weeks. And as always, creepy mic stands are a shithead. Oh, Pepe.
I want to know more about this person. What makes him tick?
And Godzilla is a shithead.
Now it's time for Phil to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.